Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, and ESPN News. We're getting you set for a big Week 2 matchup between the Giants and the Washington football team. Presumably, one of these teams would be 1-1 after this game, like you would think. Unless it ends in a tie. It's not. I've seen Washington and the Giants.
I meant to ask you this. What is Max short for? Is it just Max or is
it
something?
No, it's just Max.
Max.
And no middle name.
No middle name.
No.
I like that.
I have three younger brothers. One of them, you know, had a tragedy in the family almost 20 years ago, 17 years ago now. But it's Max, Sam, Harry, Jack. None of those names are short for anything. No middle names.
It just feels like it would be something other than Max, right?
Yeah. Maxwell, Maximilian, something like that. Nope.
I call him Maximus.
Like Maxwell.
I say Maximus.
Maximilian?
Yeah, that's another one. Maximilian, but call me Maximilian, son. No, there's just it's just Max. Just Max.
I like Maximilian. That could work.
There you go.
What would be a nickname to Max? Axe or something?
That's right.
Axe.
You can't. There's nothing to take off. There's nothing to take off. You just Max. There's no nickname.
Big M.
Like Key.
Big M.
J. You know, but M. Max, we're going to say just M.
Yeah.
It's harder to say than Max almost.
I mean, MK.
You can call him Big M.
You can call by your initials,
you can
right?
You can call. I mean, listen, you call
Big
me
Big M
what
you
would
want. Big M would be better. Hmm. Big M.
You can call him Big M.
I'll
call him Max.
Yeah.
What's up, Big M? What's happening? But he's not big. See, if he was like big, you say Big M.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a hard name to have a nickname.
Like Little M, like L-I-L, like Little M, that's
Lil
like a rapper.
Lil.
It's hard to call someone who's almost 50. I'm 48 years old. Lil M.
What up, Lil M? Yo, Lil M, what you doing, man? You on your way to the show?
White hair in my beard and everything. Lil M. All right,
what
listen.
What was your rap name?
Max, man. I had one I can't repeat on the air now, but that.
I'm curious.
Yeah, but just Max.
What was this? What?
Rap.
Yeah, rap. We're name.
Listen, everyone in New York had a rap
this
name.
Is yeah. It's a rap.
We're asking you at Key, J, and Max
on the Dr.
Pepper Twitter
feed. See how fast he got past
feed.
That.
Okay,
he
go
ahead. You never knew this?
You didn't know I had a record deal in 94?
No, I didn't.
Every couple months, it comes up. People play the video. It's like, I didn't know this. I've been
what were you wearing?
Dealing
like
this for 15
years.
I'm pulling it up right now. I'm pulling it up right now.
I had a baldy.
Yeah. You never seen this?
I had a Caesar with a fade and a part.
The only thing I know,
the city.
Only thing I know Max for is
I'm putting
HBO
it on silent
fast on boxing.
For the sake, yeah. That's.
Let me look at that.
Yeah, there it is right there. Look.
That's me in 94.
Right there. Yeah. With the green hoodie on, ripping it. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
White rapper back in 94.
By the way, I was all right. My brother
you
Sam.
I
was all right. I could stay in the pocket and stuff. On every street corner in New York, everyone rhymed. But my brother Sam. Nastiest
yeah,
you ever
got,
heard.
Yeah, we're going to have to
nastiest
gonna have to
you
pull
ever
that
heard.
Up and put that on the national TV screen for me. Because
you and Jesse Itzler, man. I'm trying to tell you. Owner of the Hawks now. Y'all spit rhymes back in the day.
Who says just back in the day, Jay?
No, I want to hear a freestyle.
No, I'm not freestyling.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
You're 50.
Yeah, exactly. Key knows. Yo, Key, go out and catch some passes.
Yeah, 50. Like, seriously.
All right, so the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. I'm not going to move past it. I don't want Key thinking I'm rushing past it. I'm going to stay right here. Can we talk sports?
No, we deflected very quickly.
I'm just smiling because Max the rapper.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How are you in L.A. with me the whole time? Max and Marcellus is on the air. This used to come up all the time.
Never
you used to be on the show.
Because
Key comes in, and in his mind, he's just thinking about Keyshawn Johnson.
This is the same Key that when we come on the show, he hears his voice like, man, my voice sound good.
I mean, what do you want me to say? I was dialing in to Max and Marcellus? No, I wasn't.
No, you were sitting in. You were sitting in the studio with us.
But I didn't know that you. It never came up.
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't know that you had a rapper's background.
There's an old joke in Hollywood, right? Where someone's reading scripts and they'll go, BS, 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 my line, BS, BS. Yeah, that's Key. Comes in, my line.
That is absolutely, all I care about is what I need to take care of. Bill Parcells told me before, worry about your own house from burning down. You can't save everybody.
Now, let me tell you why that's, actually, Key's a good listener. He listens to what you say and he responds specifically. But there's an ego there. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, I got an ego. I'm going to stay having one. See, look, Keyshawn. Right, Jay?
What are you saying right there? I'm the second pick. I get it. Mm.
Damn it.
So what am I, the special? Yao Ming, now what Keyshawn am I, the special Johnson. Guest, like on the old All in the Families, or, you know, or like those sitcoms?
We're a team.
With
we're a team. Special guest. We're a team. Mm-hmm. We're a unit. That's how we operate.
Look.
Inbound the ball and let me shoot. I'm going to take 30 shots to Jay's two.
All I need. Why you got to get two?
Because I'm a hot dog. I swallow it all up like they say. I eat up the mic.
We're asking you at Key, Jay, and Max on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, who's going to win tonight's game? And 72% was it?
Oh, 73%.
Okay, so it came down 1%.
Yes. Yeah, it was 73 right. to start with.
Yeah, 72% say the Washington football team.
Damn.
Before we get to them, here's ESPN Giants reporter Jordan Renan previewing tonight's game.
It may only be week two, but this is a key game for two of the Giants' most important players. For Saquon Barkley, he's coming back from a major knee injury and is being asked to play in a game for the second time in 4 days. He admitted, this isn't an ideal schedule for someone in his situation. The question can even be asked seriously, should he be playing for the second time in 4 days coming off a torn ACL? As for Daniel Jones, the pressure is on the Giants quarterback. The pressure is on him to not make the same mistakes he's made throughout his first 2 years that he made again in week one. This is an opportunity for him to show whether he's capable of lifting others around him and being the franchise quarterback the Giants think he is.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So,
Max, can I ask a question on top? So I went back yesterday and watched the game. And I jotted this down because I wanted to get Key's reference point on this.
Before you even say anything, I got to say one thing. Of everyone in the media, I think you pay the closest attention, Jay, to the details. Like this dude, so think about this, Key. Yesterday, Jay has a little free time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got young kids at home, the whole thing, up doing the early morning show. And in that free time, you rewatch the game looking for details.
Because I'm with Parcellian over here, a guy that can recite plays from back in 1998.
I got you.
Damn, I need to bring something to the table. What?
Stop. Yeah.
Okay, so listen. In the Giants, in their six offensive drives before the game was out of reach, right? And their 17 first down plays. On those first downs, this is what they call, Key. 9 running plays that went for a total of 26 yards. 9 running plays. A shovel pass, a run play that lost yardage. 6 pass attempts, they went 4-6 for 68 yards and a TD, and a fumble by Jones on a scramble play. If the run is not there.
Especially on early down, so you're always facing long.
Why do they keep doing it? I sat there and I'm writing it down, I'm watching it. I'm like, why do we keep going back to the same thing? It's not working. Like, so when do we start saying, I know we always get into this conversation about Daniel Jones and, you know, which ones that are more pressure or Saquon Barkley. I'm just staring at the damn TV every time they panel to Jason Garrett. I'm like, what kind of scheme?
Certain situations.
That's why I need you to break this down for me.
Will only allow you to do the things that you're capable of doing. It dictates it. Meaning like the defense may be set a certain way and you have to run those plays because you have nothing else to counter it. So you are.
Is that due to lack of creativity to counter those plays?
Well, it's due to maybe lack of personnel. If players in that personnel grouping isn't playing as well as you would like them, it goes back to what Matt Nagy said, Max. Not Matt Nagy. What was the receiver? Not Robin. Not
on the Bears?
On the Bears.
Not Robinson.
The other one.
Marquise Goodwin.
Goodwin.
Like he said about running hitches when Jalen Ramsey is standing there and squatting on him. That personnel may not allow to go over the top based on the quarterback that's throwing. So they only stuck with this.
Right.
The Giants personnel, whether it's the offensive line, whether he's not the running back, or whether it's the quarterback, may not allow them to do complicated things within the offensive
coach
system.
Bill Parcells was on this show how many minutes ago basically saying that, right? Like, based on the production and execution they're getting, they're limited.
But could you not play more of an up-tempo style offense?
But the personnel may not allow you to play it up. It's like in basketball and hoops, right, Jay? If you are a certain type of team, across-the-court type team, half-court sets, you're not a run-and-gun team. So your personnel is not going to let you run and gun. You're going to have to do the – you have to set the offense once you get cross court. It's that's kind of what
yeah,
it is.
I hear you, but that doesn't mean that you can't take advantage of opportunities if you think outside the box if your half court sets are working.
You know how bad you want them to win.
So bad.
But it's not going to happen.
I know. That's my problem.
You know what? I don't know. I favor Washington, right? They're both on a short week. Taylor Heinicke is what, like, you know, I don't see any superstar there, right? And he's young and inexperienced. And I don't know. I think this is a winnable game for the Giants. And
Denver was a winnable game for the Giants.
But what I'm talking – I think, Jay, what you're pinpointing to me is the – and you have brought this up, Keith, the predictability of Jason Garrett's play calling, especially on early downs, early in the game. It doesn't matter if they load the box. He is going to run. It doesn't matter. Saquon's healthy. This man is going to call run plays disproportionately early. The Giants will be facing third and long constantly. And it seems to not be a winning formula.
Well, when he's calling running plays early, he's trying to get to a certain down and distance. Okay? First down, he calls a run play. He's hoping that it's second and four, that we got
too.
Six. Now you got two plays to pick up those 4 yards. Or you're hoping to get a chunk. Now it's second and one.
The Giants, he making the right bet, though? Isn't that it? Like, he's hoping, right? He's hoping.
Betting on that, right, to set something else up at some point in time. And now, all of a sudden, if I drop back and it's Daniel Jones and he's sacked, now it's second and 20. Or it's a false start. Now it's second.
I feel like you're calling the game tonight already.
But Max, when I bet, I look at the odds.
Yeah.
Like, is he thinking about the odds when he bets? Because when I'm looking at the O-line, I'm like, the odds of Saquon Barkley with that O-line, even though he's extremely talented, coming off his ACL, not getting the load that we expect, 10 carries.
It bothers me so much about the line with the Giants. And then we'll move on, but Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, a lot of stuff going on. But I think about the attention paid and the resources paid to the offensive line. So Ereck Flowers. No good with the Giants, but actually he's pretty good. It's not just drafting, it's developing, right? So a high pick, like the 9th pick in the draft, no good for the Giants. Terrible. He's good now. That bothers me. You need a left tackle. Whitworth, well, he's too old. He winds up signing with the Rams. He's excellent.
He's Giants, still playing.
He's great. Giants give all the money to Nate Solder, who's okay, right? Not even that anymore. And now we're dealing with Andrew Thomas. They could have had any offensive lineman. They took Thomas. I will be fair. He was good week one. But that, they are not getting the line right. They're not getting the play calling
also,
right.
But you also, as fanboys that y'all are, y'all also got to understand.
Men.
Yes. You also got to understand who they were going up against on the defensive side. Their personnel defensively might be better than the offensive personnel for the Giants.
Yeah, every week it seems. That's the problem.
But you go Von Miller and Chubb, right? Yeah. That's just so you got to set an edge a certain way. And you're dealing with guys that are better than your tackles, guards. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Yeah. So you have to do things a certain way. Bill mentioned it when we were playing together. I did a better job at blocking our defensive ends and outside linebackers than the guys who actually were supposed to be doing it. So what we would do is say, well, we want to run Curtis Martin, so we gotta take Keyshawn, put him over here, but we won't be able to throw the ball, so what are we going to do? Well, let's just give it to Dedrick Ward and Corbett and have Keyshawn block, because otherwise, if we put Keyshawn at the receiver spot and leave this dude blocking, we'll never be able to throw.
Yeah.
So you got – it's all chess match.
Let me ask you, Max, as a Giants fan, if you go back to the 2018 draft, would you have selected Saquon Barkley with the second overall pick?
I hate to say – I love Saquon. I would not have drafted a running back second.
All right, so Quentin
– me either.
Quentin Nelson goes 6, right?
Yep.
I mean
– everyone knew he was the best player in the draft.
Okay, fine. 3 seasons, 3-time Pro Bowl, 3-time All-Pro left guard. In the second round, they go with Will Hernandez. Right.
I thought he was going to be good.
What is he up to?
He's terrible. But I thought he was going to be good.
He don't have that mean streak anymore?
No. And the next pick after him? The next pick after him? Nick Chubb. So you're like, okay, if those are little things, you take a running back second round with Nick Chubb, maybe get Quentin Nelson.
Yeah, you get Quentin Nelson and Nick Chubb versus Saquon.
But I get into trouble all the time when I say stuff like I'm about to say. Nick Chubb and Saquon Barkley, same thing to me. I'm just being honest with you.
I think
But I get into trouble – when I say stuff like that, people are like, are you crazy?
No, but I think about
same
the
same thing, man. I get it. I'm like, but when I'm evaluating and I'm looking at prospects, that's the same guy for what I want to do. It's like Alvin Kamara.
You need a tool for the job.
Think about it. Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
That's the same guy. It's the same guy. If I put him in here and put him in there, we getting the same damn thing. It ain't going from A to Z.
That's why you don't draft a running back
early
up in the first round.
Certain guys you do draft,
but
in
you
the first
can
round.
Find an approximation of
yes,
that guy.
That is correct.
Later on, so
that is correct.
And it's harder to find the crazy great defensive end. So you grab him when
correct.
He's there.
And also, it's dependent upon where your O-line is. The process actually make room for that running back. Is that transcendent of a talent?
But just remember, Dave Gettleman has the job, and he's smarter than you, Max. Remember that now. So he's not listening to anything you're saying now.
Yeah.
Because he's smarter than you.
Well, obviously, he's only had almost 4 years to fix a line that still leaks. But, yeah, obviously. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max brought to you by Nature Valley. Music and lyrics, sweet and salty. Roasted nuts and creamy nut butter. Nature Valley and the outdoors. Some things are just made for each other. Get two great tastes in one duly delicious bar with Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bars. Let's flip it to the other New York team real quick, guys. I don't know what's so funny, Jay. What should we expect from Mac Jones versus Zach Wilson, Key, this weekend?
Well, one guy's going to have success, the other isn't. I wonder which one you think that is, right? Mac Jones, success. Zach Wilson, no success. He's going up against Bill Belichick's defense and Bill and what they do and he doesn't have a whole lot of playmakers. This isn't one of those situations where he has the Rex Ryan defense and he's young like Mark Sanchez. Zach is it going to be a good player if they make the situation right for him long term? Right now, he's in a learning curve and a learning process. I don't anticipate he'll be doing much. I anticipate Mac Jones won't be doing much, but the situation around him will allow for him to do better because he's on a veteran team.
Because he has to do less, right? Because he doesn't have to make mistakes.
And he will be doing less. They will be protecting him and making it the environment safe.
Don't crash the bus.
No. Right. Don't want to do that. Don't even scrape it on the side. Just stay right in between the white lines.
Last week told me just so much, the dichotomy of what team you're on and timing. Can you talk a lot about timing? Just watching Sam Darnold and the weapons he had last week, Key. And then watching a guy like Zach Wilson, who played well. I mean, I think, for a guy on the road, like a rookie, with what's on his shoulder, he did fine. He did okay. I mean, he wasn't exceptional.
No, he
did okay. But, like, what is he playing with, Key?
No, but you and I, or me, and then getting you to understand this, because you were beating me up for a while about Sam leaving and them trading him and doing all that. He has Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey accounted for less than 200 yards of total offense. He had Frank Gore. Frank Gore, not from 2006.
Understood.
Frank
exactly.
Gore from right now.
Now, to be fair, Frank Gore Le'Veon was the greatest Bell. Runner in the 1800s that the NFL had.
He had Le'Veon Bell, not from 2014 with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's a way different situation. All of a sudden, Sam Darnold looks really different.
You guys
now, all of a sudden, people are talking about, well, he could have a really good season. Really, you think?
You guys want to squeeze in a call in the next minute or two?
Let's do it.
All right. Kevin in Alabama, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, first of all, congratulations on the new show. It's awesome.
Well, thanks, man.
Thank you very much. Max, yesterday I heard some talk. Do you have some sort of new show or something at 2 o'clock?
As
this
a matter of fact,
this just in.
2 p.m. on ESPN. Yeah.
2 to 3. Me, Max Kellerman.
Real quick.
Handsome guy.
Very handsome. Yes.
Real quick. You take Reed, switch him up with Nagy. Keep everything the same. What happens? And I only say that because I think at the end of the day, no matter what you got, it comes down to the coach. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Switch Reed.
So Andy Reed on Chicago as a head coach.
It's going to be
It's like a Fields Mahomes comparison. Really.
I understand. Yeah, you're going to probably have a better team, better situation
in Chicago.
In Chicago.
Yeah. I used to think that
better situation probably. Don't mean you're going to the Super Bowl, but you're going to have a better situation.
Have an exponentially better situation.
I used to think that Major League Baseball is a GM's league. Most important dude's the GM. Basketball Star League, most important is the player. Football Coaches League, most important is the coach. But they have changed the rules so much to favor the offense and the quarterback. To me, it's like Coach Quarterback League. You got to get both those things right now.
I would say basketball as a coach. I mean, look what happened with LeBron James and David Black.
Sure. But when you have LeBron, you're making a run.
Drop him in Sacramento.
You have Tom Brady, you're making a run.
Drop him in Tampa.
That's what I mean. Now the league has changed. Like, you can't breathe on the quarterback.
But if you don't have a coach or a quarterback, you're in trouble. You can have a quarterback. You can have a damn good quarterback, but if that coach don't know what to do with that quarterback.
It's a coach's league. It's a coach's league.
You know. But you've always had to have a QB, though.
You got to have a guy who at least won't mess it up.
Yeah.
Right? You have to have at least that guy. Ask Key Anything is brought to you by Goldman Sachs. Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Personal loans have no fees ever. Discover more at Marcus.com. Coming up next, we'll continue to get you set for Giants Washington. That's after Jay has this from DraftKings.
Yeah, it's good to see the teams back on the gridiron, isn't it? Lucky for us, that was just week one. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, is putting you in the center of the action for week two. So new customers, you can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit by signing up using code KJM. Get in on all the action now. It's simple, guys. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action. That's right. Feel it like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJM. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Enter code KJM to get a free shot at millions in total prizes with your first deposit. That's code K for Keyshawn, J for J Will, M for Max, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Well, I'm taking Washington. Tyler Heinicke reminds me of a young Ryan Fitzpatrick.
The Giants need to win the game. It's a situation where there's a lot riding on the Giants for a number of reasons.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
That's me.
Yeah!
94, son.
Wait, let me hear you lyrically. Let me hear you. Woo! No reason, no need for Glocks or karate shops, okay?
I was all right. As I said, everyone in New York rhymed as good as me. My brother was special, though. Special.
Yeah, we should be playing that.
So you're one of those guys
every break
tagging trains and stuff.
I would not never admit to that.
wait, D Wood, Damian Woody, what do you think about it? Did you hear the lyrics? What do you think? Tell me what you think, D Wood.
No, they legit, man. I heard it before. I think Max had played it for me before, like a while ago. So yeah, I peeped Max skills out before.
I didn't know Max was a rapper, D Wood. Yeah. I mean,
oh, I love that.
You learn something new every day, Key. I've
been paid my whole life to talk, to spit. this business is no different.
Truth, this whole get up don't even look like a rapper.
I'm 48 years old.
You know, oh, the get up back in
but
the
even,
day, though?
But even yeah. People that are 48 that rap still try to look like they rapping.
Not everybody. Not everybody. Fair. Yeah. So listen, Keyshawn J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. As you can see, the brilliant ESPN NFL analyst and two-time Super Bowl champion Damian Woody joins us on the Goodyear Hotline. Wood, we've been asking all day, all morning, bigger game for Daniel Jones or Saquon?
Man, I would have to go with Daniel Jones. I know Saquon is coming back off of that injury, which was a pretty significant injury. But the Giants need to figure out if they got the right quarterback or not. And the jury is still out on Daniel Jones as far as him being able to, you know, take this franchise forward in the near future. Turnovers are still an issue for Daniel Jones, but I know there's a lot of chirping about Jason Garrett and his play calling, and that's another issue that needs to be talked about. But if I had to choose between the two, I would say Daniel Jones right now.
Okay, so they start off 0-2, I predict tonight, right? So Friday morning, who starts to get the goals, right? Is it Jason Garrett? Is it Gettleman? Or is it the quarterback, Daniel Jones?
It's going to be Jason Garrett. I think Jason Garrett is going to be the one guy. If the Giants go 0-2, I think the block is going to get real hot with Jason Garrett, particularly if that offense, you know, looks like the way it looked last week. So I think of the three key, I think it would be Jason Garrett.
Now that DeMarcus Lawrence is out for several weeks with a foot injury in the Dallas Cowboys, and Lyle Collins, big right tackle, is somewhat dismissed for the next 5 weeks or so. Who's favored in the NFC East now that the Philadelphia Eagles found their quarterback of the future?
Key, Philly looked good. I know it wasn't a featured game with the Atlanta Falcons, but I watched that whole game tape. They dominated. They dominated the Atlanta Falcons. Particularly, they dominated the Atlanta Falcons on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Philly is elite on both sides of the line of scrimmage. They got young talent on offense, some really high-end young talent. And I think Nick Sirianni is specifically making this offense tailored for Jalen Hurts. And if Jalen Hurts can go out here and not turn the football over and just play to his strength, this Philly team is a lot better than what people are talking about with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wood, why is the offensive line better now for Philadelphia?
Well, first of all, they're not injured. Yeah. You know, last year, you know, that offensive line was just decimated with injuries. So you're talking about a group now they're back healthy. They've always had elite talent up front. They're well coached.
My Lot is a monster, by the way. You see what he's been doing to guys.
Oh yeah. They're well coached. They got really good talent up front, and they were just, when I said they were just tossing the Atlanta Falcons out of the club, they were tossing them boys out of the club last week.
D-Will, we had JerMichael Finley on the other day, and obviously take what he said with a grain of salt considering his relationship with Aaron Rodgers, but he did say something that was interesting about just Aaron not having that look in his eyes due to not being around in the offseason, that prep that it takes to get ready for the season. Do you think Aaron Rodgers just figures it out? I mean, I know he has a talent, but do they just figure it out and hit the ground running?
Listen, I think you said it right off the top. As far as it relates to JerMichael Finley, you take it with a grain of salt because he's not in the facility, he's not in the locker room. I'm not going to get too panicked about Aaron Rodgers after week one. It was a bad loss. It was nowhere near the standard that Aaron Rodgers has for himself. I do think that he needs a really good showing this upcoming Monday night against the Detroit Lions, who has a really bad defense. If they don't go out there and light it up against the Detroit Lions, I think people are going to start scratching their heads and see and saying, well, what's really going on with Aaron Rodgers, and is there internal turmoil going on with that team?
You know something interesting, Wood, that you said? They dominate the line of scrimmage, the Eagles, right? I'm thinking about the NFC East, because we got the Giants and the Washington football team today. A lot of people like the Cowboys to start the season. But if you have a team that dominates the line of scrimmage, and they do, and you have a quarterback, and they really might, then the only piece left I'm looking for is the coach, right? Because if you also have the coach, then I don't see why you would take another team. Do they have the coach in Philly?
Well, I think that remains to be seen, but I love the game plan that they use against the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, they, you know, between the moving the quarterback around, design runs, all those type of things, getting the ball out of his hands quick, making sure that Jalen Hurts was making quick decisions, it was perfect. It was perfect what Nick Sirianni was doing as it relates to Jalen Hurts. And again, when you're strong up front on both sides of the line of scrimmage, that can take you a long way.
So let's keep it in NFC East. Are you a believer, Wood, that Taylor Heinicke can be the answer for Ron Rivera and the Washington football team? Or when you see a guy out there like Cam Newton, are you wondering, why the hell aren't you guys getting a guy like Cam?
Yeah, I'm not as high on Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton's best days are behind him. I think Cam Newton is maybe the most freakish athlete that we've seen at the quarterback position. But I think, you know, those skills have deteriorated some. I think as it relates to Taylor Heinicke, remember, this dude last year in the playoff game against the Bucs played really well, really, really well. I know he's inexperienced, but he has playmaking ability outside the pocket. He has a live arm. And there's a lot of unknown with Taylor Heinicke. So, you know, if I'm Ron Rivera, I'm sticking with Taylor Heinicke. He's been in the program, and I think he probably trusts him more than a guy like Cam Newton, because this is not the same type of offense that they ran down in Carolina.
That's ESPN NFL analyst Damian Woody on the Goodyear Hotline. Thanks, D. Wood. Appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Take it easy. Yeah.
Talk to you soon. We'll tell you why the Cowboys losing this player, in case you haven't heard, is so detrimental to their chances. That's after Jay has this from Dr. Pepper.
College football fans, after an off season that felt a little more off than usual, Fansville and Dr. Pepper invite you to celebrate, because college football is back, and so are the fans. That's why I'm yelling, because I'm excited. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year again. The season of Saturdays, when rivalries run deep and nacho cheese dip runs even deeper. So crack open an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, warm up your cornhole tossing arm, and return to glory with an all-new season of Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve.
Not having DeMarcus Lawrence for an extended period of time, I feel like that puts a big dent in their hopes of what this season could have been.
The good feelings the Cowboys had coming off the close loss to Tampa Bay in week one, well, they're now gone.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
The good feelings the Cowboys had coming off the close loss to Tampa Bay in week one, well, they're now gone.
So many moving parts. There needs to be some consistency.
Not having DeMarcus Lawrence for an extended period of time, I feel like that puts a big dent in their hopes of what this season could have been.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter joins us now on the Goodyear Hotline.
Schefty.
Schefty, thanks for jumping on with us. Good morning yourself. What's the latest on DeMarcus Lawrence's injury?
Well, you had an idea that it was going to be one of those days for the Dallas Cowboys when they went out to practice and their assistant defensive line coach, Leon Lett, suffered a knee injury before practice in which he had to be carted off and now needs knee surgery. And shortly after that happened with Leon Lett, DeMarcus Lawrence is on a routine pass rush practice play and breaks a bone in his foot that now will sideline him 6 to 8 weeks. And that means the Cowboys are without Leon Lett, DeMarcus Lawrence. They're without Michael Gallup at wide receiver, Lael Collins at right tackle. And oh, by the way, they already were missing their second best pass rusher, Randy Gregory, who's on the reserve COVID list right now. So no Gregory, no Lawrence on Sunday to try to slow down the high-powered Los Angeles Chargers and their great young quarterback, Justin Herbert.
Schefty, what is the Saquon Barkley health situation like for tonight's game?
Look, it's not like the schedule sneaked up on them, Kay. Like, they knew this was coming. They knew there was an opener Sunday followed by a short week with a running back who's coming off a major knee injury. And so they've planned for this and they've plotted for this. And on Sunday, we saw Saquon have 10 carries. And I would imagine you'll see something similar tonight, maybe slightly enhanced, maybe. But they're certainly mindful of the fact that that's a lot to ask a running back coming off a catastrophic knee injury the way that Saquon suffered it last season at Chicago. And so he is listed as questionable for tonight. The expectation is that he will be out there and he will play. We'll just have to see how much work they actually give him. I don't think you're going to see one of those 25-carry Saquon games tonight, but he will be out there, I believe, barring some setback in pregame warmups.
One of the Giants' former players, OBJ, will not play this weekend for the Cleveland Browns. We all anticipated, Schefty, that he would be in the lineup by now. Why is he still sitting on the sidelines?
Well, who's we all anticipated to be in the lineup by now? I mean, he went through training camp, and he never had any contact during training camp. He didn't take all the reps last week in practice. It was always going to be about how he felt. Now, if you watched him in pregame warmups on Sunday, he looks like he's definitely close to being ready. But, again, they're being very careful. I think Odell wants to be 100% key, right? Mm. He wants to be 100% before he's back out there. And on Sunday, I don't think he felt like he was there. And so rather than have any questions, any mystery this week, Kevin Stefanski, the Browns head coach, went ahead and ruled him out yesterday. And look, frankly, it's a week in which they should be able to handle business no matter who does and doesn't play against the Houston Texans. The Browns are coming off a loss. They play the Texans. You certainly would like to have OBJ out there, but they have decided that it's better to give him an extra week. They've ruled him out. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays the following week, but we'll have to see how this plays out.
Schefty, I remember Matt Rhule at Baylor saying there was no way he was going to leave Baylor, and then he became the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, right? We also just heard Urban Meyer of the Jaguars say there's no chance he would be leaving for the USC job. Is there a chance that he could leave the Jags?
Look, there was speculation all week long swirling around that he could be in play there. Listen, I understand that people say what they want. You can only go by what they're saying right now. Urban Meyer says, no way. It's funny, as soon as it was put out there into social media yesterday, you saw the skepticism from the many people out there. So, again, I think when you have the track record that some of these coaches have, inevitably people are going to wonder, question, and comment the way they have with Urban Meyer. But he couldn't have been any more clear about it. He was very adamant that he's staying in Jacksonville. He's not looking. And again, we have to take him at his word.
Schefty, when could we see Lamar Jackson and the Ravens come together for a contract extension?
Max, the fact of the matter is they talked during the summer. They talked during the offseason. They had good, productive dialogue. It was certainly moving in the right direction. But Lamar Jackson doesn't have an agent. And so whereas Josh Allen's agent is getting the deal done, whereas we've seen other quarterbacks use their agents to get deals done, Lamar Jackson is more focused on this season and making sure that he plays as well as he can. The Ravens win as many games as they can. And so he wants to stay, and the Ravens want him to stay, and they're going to get this worked out. The question is when. And it's not as easy to do once you're in season, training for the season, when there's not somebody representing you. And so, again, I think that this deal will get done at some point. Nobody seems to be in any great rush to do it, but they've had good, productive dialogue. Just hasn't gotten done yet.
Shefty, speaking of quarterbacks, there's one quarterback that's still on the market, Cam Newton. What buzz are you hearing around the league that, you know, somebody's thinking about a possibility at some point in time of bringing Cam in?
Well, look, the obvious spot would be Washington, right? They lose Ryan Fitzpatrick, who they place on injury reserve with a hip injury. And Ron Rivera, the Washington football team head coach, Marty Herney, they know Cam Newton very well from their days together in Carolina. The fact of the matter is right now, they don't appear to be interested. They are staying the course, starting Taylor Heinicke tonight against the New York Giants, going to use Kyle Allen, who also played in Carolina, as the backup. And they haven't made a move to Cam Newton yet. Now, they have said that that's not their plan. Now, if the game tonight goes off, the team struggles offensively, they lose, quarterbacks don't play well, could Cam come back into the conversation? Yeah, conceivably he could. But that's just not the way that they're thinking going into the game. And so that tells you that Carolina, the former Panthers, Brain Trust, the Patriots, they've moved on from Cam. So to me, it's going to take some kind of injury and some team that has an offensive system that fits Cam, because any team that signs him is going to have to adapt its offensive system to Cam Newton's skill set, which is vast. But right now, nobody seems to be doing that.
Mm. Thanks a lot, Shefty, the great Adam Schefter, ladies and gentlemen. And Key, we have a couple minutes here.
Thanks, Shefty.
I want to ask you something that Adam brought up about Urban Meyer jumping to USC. This is what I want to know. Alumni have a lot of influence at USC. Would the Trojans be interested in Urban Meyer?
I'm sure they would be interested. I'm sure. I mean, he's one of the most prominent coaches in college football. When he was there, I'm sure there would be an interest. How deep that interest lies, who knows? I mean, you know, does he want to live in L.A.? Does he want to deal with traffic? Does he want to have the stress of recruiting in college again, opposed to being able to do certain things a certain way in the professional ranks? Like, it just depends. The question is he the right fit for what USC wants?
So I'm the AD, and I call you up, and I say, hey, Key, I just want to know how the alumni are feeling about Urban Meyer. You think we should kick the tires, see if there's interest?
Yeah, but it's like anything. Do you want to deal with what comes with Urban Meyer? Do you want to deal with all of the stuff? The Florida, the Ohio State, the Jacksonville stuff, the negativity. We've gone through, as a university, we've gone through a bunch of negative, not just the football program. Whether it was going through the side door, whether it was the issues with the doctors. We just got a new president 2 years ago because of all of that.
So Keyshawn Johnson's recommendation is like, let's be clean.
Let me just say this. Winning cures everything. Winning cures everything. Now, I know Key gave it to you from the USC side, but if you're Urban Meyer, you're sitting there saying, and I'm not saying that USC wants Urban Meyer, but Urban Meyer should want USC. And it comes down to one question for me. Where do you think he has a better chance to be successful at?
SC.
The Jaguars head coach or USC?
I think SC.
Me
I don't
well.
Like what I'm seeing on the Jaguars so far, although he does have a very talented young quarterback.
Where are y'all waiting for me to say something?
Yeah, where do you think Urban Meyer has a better chance for success? SC or Jacksonville?
Probably USC.
Yeah.
Two national championships, 187-32 is his record in college.
Yeah.
Let's be real about it. I mean,
he's one of the all-time great college
Let's be
coaches.
Real about it.
That's what we
and
know.
And that's okay.
Yeah, winning cures everything. Is no question about it. But that university is a little different when it comes to winning. They don't it's a little different, Jay. It ain't like the
SEC.
We
got 5 seconds,
different.
So let me ask why the QB Washington has isn't necessarily the best one for them coming up.